Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, when do we expect to hear about Rust and a decision there?
Well, they're saying that they're going to make an announcement this morning. Rust was the movie that Alec Baldwin was making October 2021, where he fired the gun that he thought was only loaded with blanks. Turns out that there was at least one live bullet in the gun, and that shot and killed the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. The district attorney in the Santa Fe area says that he will be making an announcement today. They expect that sometime this morning, so we're keeping an eye out for that.
Let us know. Ted Lasso is coming back, and I am ready. Is this going to be the last season?
They are saying that this possibly could be. Some of the cast members have said that they've hinted that that could be the case. It'll definitely be season three. Some of the cast members are hinting that this new season could be the final one. They did release one photograph yesterday from season three featuring Jason Sudeikis and Nick Mohammed. Those two characters on the show now play rival coaches. So you got a little bit of a first look, a very, very small one. They are saying that the new season will begin sometime in the spring, but they haven't given an exact date for that yet.
I was watching the WGN TV Morning News on our monitor, and this Kim Kardashian jewelry, that's an interesting little item, a little knickknack she picked up at auction, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. It's a necklace that was once worn by Princess Diana. She bought it at a Sotheby's auction yesterday. It's called the Atala Cross. It's a beautiful diamond cross. She spent $197,000 on it, and that is double what they thought they were going to get for it. But this is a necklace that Diana had borrowed from somebody, wore it on multiple occasions. Sotheby's says that she was the only person to ever wear this diamond cross necklace. Even after her death, no one has worn it. But now it is the property of one Kim Kardashian.
We'll be seeing it on red carpets, I guess. Let's talk about Ben Savage now. A lot of young folks know about Ben Savage, and he's getting into politics, and I'm not sure why. Tell us this story.
Well, he's probably best known from the old TV show Boy Meets World. He is the brother of Fred Savage. I'm sure he likes being introduced that way. Yeah. You know, both of them, by the way, you know, born and raised in Chicago before they moved out to California. Ben Savage now wants to run for Congress. He is going to be running for California's 30th district as a Democrat. That is the seat which is currently held by Congressman Adam Schiff, who is being rumored to be a candidate for Senate when Dianne Feinstein steps down. He ran for city council. Ben Savage, that is, ran for city council in Los Angeles a while back. Didn't exactly do very well. He tied for seventh place in one of these mayoral primaries, much like the primary that we've got coming up for mayor. Only got 6% of the vote. He thinks that he's going to do better running for Congress, so we'll see. But I always think it's interesting when actors run for political office.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out why anybody would want to run for political office these days. But, you know,
very
to
true.
Each his own. Let's talk about this Michael Jackson project that's in the works. Is that going to be a theatrical release?
It is going to be a theatrical release. I'm shocked that there hasn't been one already. Maybe it's been the Michael Jackson estate that's been holding this up. I really don't know. But, you know, we've had the Elvis movie. We've had this Whitney Houston biopic that came out just before Christmas time. The Elton John biopic was a huge smash. The Freddie Mercury Bohemian Rhapsody was a huge. So now they have greenlit a Michael Jackson biopic. It for now is simply going to be called Michael, and filming is going to be starting a little bit later on this year. The only description that they're giving of this right now is that it will be an in-depth portrayal of all aspects of Jackson's life and his iconic performances. We'll see.
Well, there's a lot to tell, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I'm curious to see if it's really going to be all aspects of his life or only certain ones. Mm-hmm. They have not yet announced who will play him. There is a young actor whose name escapes me, but he is playing Michael Jackson in the Michael Jackson Story that's on Broadway right now. And he is a very, very talented singer and dancer and actor. He, you know, may be considered for this. Really, all we know right now is that this film is going to be directed by Anton Fuqua. He is the incredibly talented director who gave us Training Day and the remake of Magnificent Seven. More recently, the Will Smith movie Emancipation. An amazing, amazing director. So I feel comfortable that it's in his hands, and you know, that it'll be an accurate portrayal of you know, what they put out there. The Whitney Houston biopic, I mean, they had, you know, warts and all. They put everything in that Whitney Houston biopic. So, you know, maybe they'll do the same thing with the Michael Jackson one.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, last week my wife and I saw that Whitney Houston movie, and I loved it, and so did Marianne. I mean, who is that actress who played her? She's phenomenal.
She is an English actress. Her name escapes me right at the moment, but she is very accomplished, mostly from British television. I was surprised when I interviewed her to find that she was British, because she nailed Whitney Houston, both, you know, in the dramatic speaking parts of that movie. But most of the music that you heard in that movie was actually Whitney Houston singing. That was the most on-target lip-syncing that I've ever seen in my
unbelievable. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, because nobody else could sing like that.
Right.
You had to have her voice, right?
Right, right. But she told me that she studied for months and months and months all the films of the iconic performances so she could get the breathing down, you know, so you would see veins in her neck, you know, straining at the time when Whitney's were. She got, you know, not only the physical, the words to match, but the physical nuances all to match at the same time. The movie really didn't do very well. I mean, you would really, you know, if you want to see one of the sleepers of the Christmas season, it's called I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's a really good film, and it will bring back a million memories of all this great music that Whitney Houston gave us.
Naomi Ackie. She was phenomenal, and I knew going in that they used Whitney Houston's actual voice, but I'm watching the lip syncing, and I'm thinking, is it really lip syncing? It seems like she's really singing it. I mean, she really nailed it.
Yeah, usually it's easy to tell when they're mouthing the words, but the rest of the body is not as into the performance as just the words. I mean, she really studied that. You got the Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner down pat, and, you know, many of the concert performances. I loved Stanley Tucci in the movie.
Oh, true. I was going to say he almost steals the movie as Clive Davis.
Yep. I mean, I love, you know, Stanley Tucci can do no wrong to me since I've followed him all over Italy in that CNN series about food. he's my new hero.
And isn't it interesting, you know, we're raving about this, but generally it didn't get good reviews across the country, did it?
It got this, like, sort of so-so reviews, but people just didn't go. I mean, it's a very interesting thing of what groups of people are going back to the theaters. It tends to be a younger male audience that are going to see the horror movies, this Megan movie, the creepy doll movie that's doing so well right now, Avatar, the slasher movies, the young male-oriented films are the ones that are doing best in the box office. The Steven Spielberg film that's winning all the awards, Fablemans, really is not doing great at the box office. This Cate Blanchett movie, for which she is winning every award and probably will win an Academy Award, called Tar, is phenomenal. If you go strictly by the box office numbers, it's a big old bomb. It's making no money at all. Nobody is going to see that movie right now.
Well, I know it's a weird kind of day right now for the movie theater industry and movies in general. Let's get a break in here because we want to hear from Gary Sinise and also Rob Lowe. WGN. Dean, what is Gary Sinise talking about these days?
Well, Gary, his foundation is sponsoring two performances of a very special play that'll be at the Steppenwolf Theater tomorrow and Saturday only. Now, Gary was nominated for an Academy Award for Forrest Gump. He's won an Emmy Award. He's been in countless motion pictures and TV series. He's probably as known for his work on stage, screen, and television as he is now for his tireless work for veterans. The Gary Sinise Foundation does so much to help veterans all over the country, and that's what this play that he is sponsoring is going to do. I talked with him yesterday, and this is what he told me.
We love WGN. It's good to be with you. Thank you, Dean.
How cool it is for everything that you do. Overwhelmingly, I hear from people all the time what a great American Gary Sinise is for everything that he does for veterans. You've done it for decades. And now you've got this production that's coming into the Steppenwolf this weekend, which kind of continues that work, right?
Oh, it's very much in line with the veterans' mission and what I've been doing over the years. I met Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. Scott is a retired Green Beret, served in Afghanistan, among other places. A while back, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he was dealing with some real serious issues. And trying to process everything that had happened, in service. And somebody encouraged him to tell his story and to kind of write it down. And he developed his personal story into a play called Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret. And he put a cast together. They started performing it, and then they started this grassroots, very grassroots, bare bones tour around the country.
And it is going to be shown at the Downstairs Theater at Steppenwolf tomorrow night and also on Saturday night. Two shows only. Get information at steppenwolf.org or GarySiniseFoundation.org. An incredible production. An incredibly good cause, and what an incredible guy Gary Sinise is for constantly never forgetting the veterans.
Don't have time right here to hear your interview with Rob Lowe, but mention his new movie. We were talking about Lassie here earlier, and his new film is about dogs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called Doggone. He and his son in this movie go down the Appalachian Trail looking for their dog that got lost. The most interesting thing I learned in the interview is when they do scenes with dogs, and you know how the dogs always lick the owner's face? Mm-hmm. What they do is they wipe peanut butter behind the actor's ears, and the dogs go for that. That was my big takeaway. That's my big 60 minutes takeaway in my interview with Rob Lowe.
Forever now, we will think about that when we see those scenes.
Yeah, try it at home with your own pets. It's streaming on Netflix right now.
Yeah, thank you, I think, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.